This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, should we start? So, Siman Yud Halacha Zayin, Malbushim Shehim Pesuchim Minatzadim Lemata. Very interesting halacha. So, you've got a Malbush. Imagine you've got some sort of vest, you know, like the vest sitzes. So, you've got a vest, and then you've got it's Pesuch, it's open on the side. Or imagine even a jacket where you've got a split at the back. So, you've got, if you think about it, you've got four corners. You've got one, two, and then three and four corners. So Malbushim Shein Pesuchim Min Atzadim Lamato, they're open at the sides at the bottom. V'yeshlem Arba Kanfos Letzad Mato, and you've got four corners at the bottom. V'lemalahim Stumim, but at the top it's all closed. Im Ruboy Sosum, if the majority of it is closed up, if it's sort of all stitched up, then Potter, right? So therefore, imagine I don't need to wear a sitzis on, imagine there was just a split in the back of my jacket, and if I start putting sitzis on it, because the majority is all closed up. But if the majority of the beged is going to be open up, then you've got a beged with four corners. Then it's 50-50. Then it's a sofik, and therefore the chumra you put sitzis on them. But you don't go out on Shabbos because it could be a problem of carrying, where if the beged is not mechuyev and sitzis, then the sitzis are not bottled to the beged, and therefore you're carrying the sitzis, and it doesn't work. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Potter. So again, the Machaber says you've got a malbush which is posuach miratzavim lemato. So you're then, it's if the majority is sosum, then you're potter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afidim yesh bahamiut haposuach shir talis. Even if on the small amount, which is pasuach, you've got a sheer talus, still your pots are putting sitzis on. Vim also by sitzis v'achach pasuach ruboy. If what would happen if you got, for example, this jacket? So you've got a split at the back, and therefore you've got four corners, but it's sosum ruboy sosum. So there's no problem putting sitzis on. What if you put sitzis on, and then you sort of cut up, and the majority is now pasuach? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't work. Because we must be sitzis v'achach pasuch ruboy pesulim mishum taseh v'loim mina osu. Because you've got to put the sitzis on the beged. You can't put the sitzis and then cut and create the beged. That's a problem taseh v'loim mina osu. Chodel b'sif hey v'tzorech latirim v'lachs l'koshon. Therefore, you have to undo the sitzis and put the mic on again. Okay. Then we said if it's ruboy pasuach, if your this beged is split and the majority is open, then you're chayv in sitzis. Hainodavka roiv mikol habeged. It's got to be roiv of all the beged. Not like the tailors make a small talus. They stitch it on the side. And they make a little hole. Shemachnitzin b'hayadayim. They put your hands through. V'toifrin lamato me'anekev. And they stitch underneath that hole where you put your arms through. Manichin roiv pasuach. And they leave the majority open. And they just measure, is it roiv beged or not? They do that, they measure it from tachas hayadayim. That's a big mistake. Because in that situation, it's not going to be called a four-cornered garment. And it's karav that the person making the bracha is a bracha of batala. And it's no different. It's no better than a beged, which is 50-50, which we said in the Mechaber, but also the Varechalom. You can't make a bracha on it, but also lots says, but the Shabbos, you can't go out on Shabbos. And it's Tzorich Limbeid Af Mashle Malam Na Yadayim. You've got to measure everything, even that, the whole beged, even that bit which is above the hole where you put your hands. By neck of choshev gamkein kido hayasosim, that even the hole is considered sosim by behalacha. In other words, imagine you've got a vest tzitzis, right? So you've got the opening coming up. We need the majority to be open. Now, where do you measure from? So he's saying even the hole around the neck is considered sosim because it's a small hole. And therefore, you need the rove of the whole beged to be posuach for it to be chayv in tzitzis. And you count the whole, even though it's like oimed merubah laparet. Yeah, it's like you've got it's parets, it's open, it's a whole, it's not material. But that would be considered sosim. So you've got to measure very carefully to make sure that it's properly ruboy posuach. Okay, v'chayv b'tzitzis. In that situation where it's 50-50, the mechaber says you chayv in tzitzis. You don't make a bracha, and you shouldn't wear them on Shabbos. Why not? To shema potter, because maybe we are on the side of caution, and maybe this beged is potter from tzitzis, and therefore there's no need to put the tzitzis on. For tzitzis have a kamasui, and the tzitzis themselves would be like a masui, a burden. You're carrying them. Like we say later on, the after karmel is also, you can't even walk out into a Carmelis, which is an Issa Drabonon, on Shabbos, in this case of Sofik. You don't put yourself in a situation of Sofik Issa Drabonon. But Rabbi Min Achronim Askim in Mahalus, Tomid the Maker was there, and many Achronim are making in this situation. Take a look at footnote 20 in the Dirshu. Very interesting note. Mechaznish Kosser, Shadov was at Sorachir. This question is tzorachian. Again, what's the question? You've got a case where you've got a vest tzitzis, and you've got, or a beged, which is 50-50 split. It's not sure whether there's a chiyuv of putting tzitzis on. So the mechaber paskens, you're chayv in tzitzis, just in case, but you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos, because on the tzad, they don't have to wear the tzitzis. It's not mechuyv in tzitzis, you're carrying your tzitzis. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So the chaznish says, it's tzorachian. Listen to this lumbus. True, the obligation to put tzitzis on this beged is only misat tzofik. The tzitzis themselves can't be called a masui. There is a need to attach tzitzis to this beged. It's not a masui. A masui means unnecessary carrying. This is not unnecessary carrying, because I've got to put the tzitzis on the beged because there's a sopik on the beged. And says the chaznish, therefore the chaznish questions this. For kivin she'en ha-chutim emdim l'notel, and since the chutim are not there to be taken off because I need them als the sopik, hari heim betelim l'beged for choshev k'beged alzmei. I need the tzitzis there because there's a sopik whether I need them or not, and therefore they're choshev part of the beged. The fich yotzim be Shabbos, and therefore you can't go out on Shabbos. The das hagon rishlem is on an orbach. Maybe the mechaber agrees with the chaznish. And perhaps the reason why the mechaber is saying don't go out in this sofik beged on Shabbos, because you perhaps want to change the beged after Shabbos, and you want to be mesaken it. You want to stitch up the sides of the beged. Open it more to make it definitely chayv in tzitzis, for lochein, and therefore you're going to take off the tzitzis and you're going to open it up and be misak and rectify the beged after Shabbos, and therefore for lochein b'matzov ha'keis ein letzorech b'tzitzis. So therefore you don't really need the tzitzis. For kiven shadai to lishamish b'chutei ha'tzitzis la'achas shishanish the beged ein ein betel beged. Since I intend to take them off, they're not considered bottled to the beged, and therefore it would be considered carrying. Okay. Just interestingly, just one more horror from this, the next paragraph of footnote 20, Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a great raya. He says, Yesh lahavi raya, le'eser lotzeis bebeged shesofek in muchayev besitzis. I'll bring you a raya, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you shouldn't go out on Shabbos or stam with it in a sofek when you're wearing sitzis. Gam she'in daita l'shabbos sabeged. Even in a situation where you have no intention to take these sitzis off and to fix the beged, because it brings a tesis in Chulin. You're not allowed to carry a shofar on Rosh Hashanah for the benefit of a tumtum. Now, a tumtum, we're not sure if he's a zocher and a keva. If he's a zocher, he's chayv in shefa. If he's in a keva, he's potter. Ve'ein zeh nechshav tilta v'tzorech, and it's not called tilta v'tzorech. But you might want to say afshin esofeg yesh lechayv b'shmir shefa. If the tumtum says to you, "Hey, do I listen to the shefa?" Psak to him will be, "Well, you're a sofik, and I'll sofik listen to the shefa." But yet Tosa says, "I can't carry this shofa to blow it because it's a tilta shlo tzorech." Okay, but either way, Shlomo Zalman ends up, he's misupik about it. But there's an interesting observation on this halacha. Okay, let's carry on. Halacha ches. Kapo, she pesuchuk be'inyan sheyesh la'arba knofes. You've got some sort of beged, which has got four corners. Im yikbu ubo hastringa la'asosu kustuma. If you put some sort of safety pin, some sort of, you close it off by some sort of, closing it up, to exempt it from sitzis, that it hasn't got four corners anymore. This fixing doesn't help. Unless it's properly fixed. And it's also fixed lower down in the belt. The people, onlookers, will look at it and it looks like it's properly shut. And that's why you don't have to wear sitzis on it. In Kelekein, because if it's not like that and it's quite opened, then it looks a little bit dodgy. It looks marasayin. People, guys walking around with a four-cornered garment without sitzis, it looks like marasayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, istringa hudava hamachaber tzodi habeged achas elachas. It's something which you use to attach. I think like a safety pin. You know, you put it together to close up the two begadim. La'asos kustuma v'lochein ein la'asos betalis cotton crossim lamata mechetzio. On the talis cotton, you shouldn't put safety pins to make them more sosim, the abukas sosim. For who should nechafim ma'oid rosh across the shetzat sheni? She'en yochel atir al dei ma'isa. It doesn't mean that it's so connected, it's so attached. You can't just undo them easily. You've got to take them to the tailor, to the dry cleaners or something to undo them. The bezech hashiv chibur gomer is considered a proper chibur. In kilaim ve'lehen in sitzis, both vis-a-vis kilaim and sitzis. Otherwise, it's not. Now, think. What about the following? I'm not quite sure how the vesitzis works. Some will know others than will know better than others. But if you've got vesitzis, the point is you've got or any beged, if it's got to be open to be considered four corners. What if you've got buttons? Do vesitzis have buttons? I don't know. Okay, so let's say you've got buttons on them, and is that considered an attachment? So he says in footnote 21. If the beged is going to be closed up through buttons, this is easily opening. You have to go to the dry cleaners to open them, and therefore it's considered opened with ease, and therefore it's considered open, and therefore it's properly mechuyev in sitzis. Okay, let's carry on. Tes haknofayim. The corners of the four corners of your beged, this is important halacha. They've got to be square and not, with a right angle degree and not rounded off. That's why, by the way, when you sometimes see in bekishes and kapotas and things like that, some of the front are rounded off, like this jacket here. This is rounded off. This is not because of halachic concerns. This is just the style from Marks and Spencer, right? But in some shops where you get bekishes made, then they would dafka round it off, so it should be a shayla of sitzis. But it's based on this halacha. The corners should be rounded, and they should be squared and not rounded, because if they're rounded, then there's no chiyuv of sitzis. Okay. Halacha yud. Mitznefes, a scarf, putura, that's exempt from sitzis. Afilu shel artzis hamarov, even if in sort of the Arab countries, where the whole scarf is over a man's body as well, and even though it covers the head and the majority of his body, potter, because the main objective of this scarf is to cover the head. To chususcha amarachmana v'loy ksus haresh. Chususcha means on your guf, not on your head. Says the Mishnah Berurah, just to test and yud, sheyu murbois, the in igul mikkanof. Yeah, if it's rounded, that's not called a kanof, and you need four square corners. Yud, kibben sheikara, says the Mishnah Berurah, heichim emetchila rak bishvuk kisarash. This scarf is is made just to cover your head. Loksus harosh, and it's got to be on your. It's for the sitters. It's got to be covering your body, not your head. What about the atara? We spoke about this earlier. The atara, the little on the top of the talus. Maybe that should indicate that the talus really is featuring for your head. That's not because the ikra of the talus is to cover your head. But rather, it's to, as we said, is to remind you which is the top of the talus, which is the bottom of the talus. That's all. But not. But really, of course, the talus is for your body. He wasn't bothered about which part of the talus goes on the top, which goes on the bottom. So to the Eli Rabbis Machria, if the top turns or tears, and you want to switch around, the bottom of the talus becomes the top of the talus, that would be okay. Just briefly, the footnote 24, which we discussed some time ago. What about making an atara out of the silver or, you know, or gold or something to decorate it, which you see people, some people do. So he brings just a quick reminder of this halacha. Last is atara mikesa from izov, b'chele kamunach ala roish on the top, which goes around the head. Kosovar chashulchan she'ina kadai. It's not worth doing it. Because that would suggest that the ikar of the talus is the head, and that's not true. The ikar of the talus is that which goes in the body. However, if you're allowed to do it, but Moshe says, most of us have on the talus some sort of silk, which indicates which is the top. So misfar, there's no difference in that or a silver one, because both have the same problem, as it were, to suggest that perhaps it's only made for the head. And then he concludes, v'yesh linhag, k'minag m'koyim. One should do whatever the minhag is, whether it's a silver one or the meshi one or whatever it may be. Okay, but yes, I think that's why Chabad don't have anything. They have plain talisim without any atara. Perhaps based on this arizal, it was not marked.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.